I think expectation is built on reality, in my opinion. It's not always, by the way, across football. But it has been here from the day when we sold Charlie Austin. I've mentioned it many, many times. And the only reason why I'm timelining back to that moment is because it was a kind of watershed moment where everyone went, oh, right, OK, here's a bit of reality, because we'd just sold the main man at that time. So it kind of levelled it all out. Now, we've built an expectation from then, but the point is it's built on reality. It's not built on conjecture and opinion. It's built on the reality of a club that's been forming and moving forward and forming and moving forward and building off the pitch and on the pitch. Any rise in expectation, both internally, because we have expectation on ourselves, of course, to be delivering and improving, or externally, is, I think, is on a more of a reality basis. And as long as there's a kind of moment of reality within any expectation, then it keeps it about right, and you can monitor it, and the fans can monitor it, you know, realistically. We've probably exceeded a lot of people from the outside's view. And as Corky said, don't forget, he's new to our group. So from his point of view, he's probably thinking, well, we're going well, and probably looked at the fixtures and thought, that's going to be a tough start. For others who have been here a while, they're probably going, okay, we are moving forward a bit. Now, seventh is a big number, or a small number, as it happens in the Premier League. You know, when you're in them single figures, that's a good start. But what I mean is, you know, there's still a balance to it. We know the challenge of the Premier League is a very, very difficult one. We certainly don't take anything for granted. A great example this season of that, we went down and beat Chelsea, so the opposite expectation when everyone thought no chance they got down there, and yet we played Palace when there was probably as bigger expectation as there's been in recent times, and yet we had to fight like blazes to get a tough, really tight 1-0. The Premier League is a very unforgiving place, so that our expectation changes, but there is a reality to it, and that is just the fact being in the Premier League is a difficult challenge, so we just concentrate on the next game and keep it really simplified.
We touched on Charlie Austin there. Does it show how far you've come as a team and as a club that you've kind of caught Charlie Austin up and you're playing in that division and could be facing him?
Well, I've always said, by the way, part of the story is Charlie's a great lad and a very, very good player. You know, he's had a couple of injury ups and downs over the last sort of year and a half, but real good lad, and he did a lot of good stuff for us, you know, when I was first here, and we wished him well, you know, beyond us, and he's had a good time since he left, so he's done really well, other than injuries, you know, top lad and a top player. So there's no sort of reflection on him about any of what we've done. But no, as regards catching him up, he went on and has played a number of Premier League games, and we've had our own journey into the Premier League, and we continue to do that, and we just keep moving forward, and I'm sure he's looking to move forward himself.
I know a lot of Burnley fans, and it was always gone to a Premier League club, and that was it. You know, we've sold him, he's gone to a Premier League club, that's beyond our reach, but that isn't beyond your reach anymore is a big, big sea change, I think, for Burnley fans.
Well, I think that's how the club's, you know, changed and changed with the times. I think, you know, and I said recently, because obviously my 5 years, you know, if you honestly, you plan and you have plans, but bringing them to reality is very difficult in this industry. It does take success, because success brings money. And then once you've got the money, you've got to spend it wisely. So within all that planning, there's still a scratch of luck. And within that, even when you're going through them sort of stages, did I honestly think we'd be going out and buying players at 15 millions and 10 millions? No, I didn't think that. Not because I didn't believe we could move forward, not because I didn't believe we could be successful, because I'm amazed at how the market has gone crazy. You know, when you look at what Charlie got sold for compared to what the market's suggesting now, incredible shift. So we've had to move. My point is, we've had to move this club forward in many different ways. And some is just the psychology of it as regards literally spending money at that level and moving it forward. And that actually becoming quite normal. In fact, borderline on quite low in the Premier League, which we all know. I don't think anyone saw that. But then, you know, keep sort of moving with the shifting sands of what the market is. And then within that, stick to our realities and stick with what we do and fight for every inch of what we do in order to be successful. So the blend has been good, and it's important to, you know, I don't think backwards a lot, but I have to reference where we were and where we are and how we move it forward.
What have you made of Southampton? Another managerial change, of course. I think even their own fans are a bit unsure what to make of the situation.
Well, I think their model's slightly different. You know, it suggests that they seem to like the European-style manager or, you know, foreign manager. They like the work that's done by them. They seem to have a key core staff in place, and then they change the manager. But the manager will definitely, although the format of the team and maybe the recruitment is similar, they seem to sell but then, you know, repurchase, the manager will stamp his own authority on that. I'm sure of that, you know, in his own way of working. And there's signs of that. They're more subtle. You know, the shape is a bit similar, but they're more subtle, the sides. But I'm absolutely sure the work behind the scenes will be different. Each manager has a different style and a different way of working. And I'm almost sure that this manager will have his way of working with his group. I've seen him actually. I've seen him live this season. I've seen him through a screen and did some analysis on a screen. I think they're a good side, you know, and they have got a threat. They've got a solid organisation to them. Van Dijk, who's a very good player, of course, he's back on, you know, through some of the question marks, and he's a very, very good player in my opinion. And they've got some good individuals, and I think the manager is slowly but surely morphing that into a team and a team scenario and a team feel. So, but what it does, it makes for another tough Premier League challenge. They all are, and another part of our reality, if you like, against expectation, is that we know that each week, whoever we're playing, is a tough challenge. But it's a challenge we are absolutely willing to take on.